Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ. And it's in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We welcome everyone into the broadcast tonight, all the new listeners from all over the world. And we thank all the regular ones for their prayers, for praying for this broadcast. We appreciate all the prayers that we can get and from all the Christians. And, you know, we just couldn't do it without people's prayers. And we just want to thank all the ones that have been praying for my family. My brother passed away this past week, and we got him buried on Monday. So I just want to thank everyone for the prayers and continue to pray for all of the family, if you don't mind. And we'll appreciate it. But we just want everyone to feel free to join in tonight and worship the Lord with us in spirit and in truth. We can't worship Him if we don't have the Spirit within us, and the way to get the Spirit within us is to have Jesus in. We're going to read the scriptures for the broadcast tonight, and coming out of Matthew 24:13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You know, we can't just ask the Lord to forgive us and come into our hearts and then never do anything else for Him or never serve Him again. This walk with the Lord is until the end. And, you know, if you're in a race and if you quit in the middle, then you're not going to win that race. But if you keep enduring to the end, then you'll be able to win that race. So we're just going to come on over here and sing a few songs, and then we'll get Brother James to come on here and pray for us. Me and Tim both are having throat problems tonight, so Tim's going to go ahead and start us off here by singing a couple of them, and then I'll join in with him here in just a minute. But just continue and pray for us and worship the Lord with us tonight.
I'm going to do this song since she's talking about us going to race. We read the back of the Bible. It says we won. He fought the battle, I won.
The enemy come against me, and it caused me by surprise. I became so fearful, for it seemed I'd not survive. But God came near me in a way I never known. He brought comfort to my fragile heart and joy that overflows. I've won. The victory has come. Though the enemy still made his presence known, I've planted my feet in the Word of God. He fought the battle, I won. know there'll be more battles that come from day to day. Lord, clothe me in your armor as I take up the shield of faith. For you are my stronghold, my heart will not fear.
On the race of life, and this one's called the finish line. Okay. Since I started on this race in heaven city, I'm often weighted down by things this world affords. But I tell myself to be distracted or forget this place I'm living. It's not my home or my reward. I've been times and affections on the things above, where there is only joy, peace, happiness, and love. There's no more than a drop, I'll have eternal life, and God himself is love. Well, don't get me wrong, I like living down here, but when time comes for leaving, I won't shed a tear. And when he calls for me, don't wake or you won't be, we cross the finish line at home. I'm pressing forward to the prize of higher calling, always looking for the one that gives the grace for me to run. Won't be no second, third, fourth, fifth, I finish. When I step through heaven's gate, I'll hear him say, my child, he's won. I'll set my signs and affections on the things above, where there is only joy, peace, happiness, and love. There's no more than a drop, I'll have eternal life, and God himself is love. The more love, well, don't get me wrong, I like swimming down here, but the time comes for leaving, I want to get a tear. And when he calls me, don't wake or he won't be, because the finish line alone. And when he calls me, don't wake or he won't be, because the finish line alone. I'm going to do one more song before we get mom up here. We got her stuff ready now. Here's another song talking about the race of life. Just join the journey.
I am filled with eternal pleasure as I walk in the path of love. Oh, what joy it can be measured with my Savior by my side. There are trials that I often face. My Jesus is my saving grace. when I go here.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
205, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, I need you to do something with me. You know, when we got this
What's
subject
that?
Together, there was somebody. Well, you remember we got this subject together. Somebody named Miss Betty Yearwood was telling me about something that happened. I don't want you to say where you was at, but I'd like for you to tell them what the man was preaching where you was at. That's what sort of brought this. I mean, you told me this was going to be our subject. I'd like for you to tell them that, what he was preaching.
He was preaching the same thing that we're having on the subject tonight is coming out of Matthew 24:13. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved.
Amen.
Oh.
You know, I wanted them, you tell them what it was on. It's a, the man was preaching a little opposite of that. And we'd like to cover it tonight and show everybody. Because I know what my Bible says, let no man deceive you. And it's a hard thing
Amen.
Nowadays because a lot of people will try. And if you're not, well, let's put it this way. If you're not studied up in the Word and you don't know that Word, you could be deceived. You could be led astray. And
Amen.
When I heard what that man preached, I said, it come right then. I said, that's what we need to bring up our subject. And that's not the only thing, too. She said her pastor last night preached on this very subject and he didn't even know what we had. And that right
yes,
there tells me that we're on the right track with God. You know, that's what I like. I like it when it gets confirmed to me. You're on the right subject. That's what I want to know. So praise the Lord in that. Glory to God. I've preached three or four sermons just walking around this house waiting for it to get time. Just getting in and preaching to myself, walking around. I'm so full of the Spirit. But, you know,
praise the Lord.
I'll start back. I'm going to read a little here in a minute. But, you know, when the Bible says he or she who endures to the end, the same shall be saved. And I thought about
Amen.
Back here, you know, there's a whole lot of times, Sister Betty, when I who all saved in here, and all their hands would go up, you know, and all that. And back then, I was new, I was fresh. I didn't know what to say about it. But you know what the Bible said? He who endures, that lasts in it, that grows in Jesus, that
yes.
performs
Amen.
What the Word of God says do. But he endures to his end, the end of this pitiful
yes.
existence, the same shall be saved. Do you not realize? We're forgiven. We're washed clean. We can be the
yes.
temple of God where his presence comes and dwells in us. But praise God, we're not saved till we make it all the way because I've seen preachers fall through the years. They see something
yes.
that drug them back out of the church, people that's been in church 50, 60 years, and just love God to hear him tell it. And all of a sudden, they just quit going. I ain't interested in it no more. So we've got to endure in this because the riches of God are ours. Eternity is ours. Glory to God. The presence of God inside
yes.
us, it's ours. But we have to stay
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus. We got to stay in that Word.
That's it.
We got the Word alive.
Amen.
I can't claim something I ain't got. I could claim to be a millionaire,
yes.
but don't expect me to go to town and buy you a new car just because I got $1 million, because I don't have it. But I do have Jesus, and that's something this world can't steal back. It can't take away from us, glory to God. But you got to have him when you leave this world to get in
Amen.
To eternity. Glory to God.
Yes.
Go with me, if you will. Over here, I'm going to start reading about verse 9 in the 24th chapter of Matthew. It said, this is talking about when you get to the end and the things that's coming in this world right now, where you see them, like in Canada, you see they're starting to arrest reporters if they don't talk just the way they want them to, and they want to arrest them, keep them from doing their job. And they're coming after preachers. They've won in America. They was just out, you know how everybody goes out and protests everything, tears up stuff and all that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, hear them tell it. But this man was standing across the street from a Planned Parenthood, and he was kind of protesting them killing babies, murdering the babies. And they come to his house and arrested him and took him to jail. So it's starting to be that time when this stuff right here I'm fixing to read is going to take place. It said, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now, that's scary.
Amen.
How many is going to endure? It's fine to do it now. And I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Until they come after you for saying that. Or they come after you because you witness to somebody in the street and tell them you don't believe in abortion or transgenders and all that stuff, you know, trying to be something you're not and all that. If we say that, that's going to be against the law before long. And they'll be taking us to jail. We'll be the ones I just read about right there. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Because, see, they didn't have God to start with, so they'll turn you in real quick. They'll hate you because you're putting their conscience into gear and they're realizing they're not who they always claim to be with God, that they don't love him like they said they did. They don't trust him like they're supposed to. Glory to God. You'll realize the ones of God and the ones that's not. The ones of God's the ones going to stand their ground. They'll be the ones taken up there to be judged and stuff. And it said, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Well, we've had that for years and years. And it said, because iniquity, that's sin, that's evil, shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Look at the church and see how full they are today. A lot of them done found something that dragged them out of the church, back out in this world. Praise God. But guess what? I'm starting to see them come back, folks. God is starting to bring his fold back in. Last Sunday, we just had three come up and join the church. Praise God. You know what? They said, I don't even know where the book is. It's been a long time since anybody joined. We found it. We got them to sign the book, and they're joined into the church now. They're part of the house of God. But glory to God. They said the love of many would wax cold. They get where they hadn't got that love for each other and that love for God like they grew up saying they had after they come to the altar and asked him to forgive them. And they took his forgiveness. They took his grace and mercy. Glory to God. But when it gets a little hard to live it, then they wax cold in their love. And it just ain't got it for each other no more. And they sure can't have it for God if they don't love each other. And it says this. But he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. So we are not saved yet, but praise God, I'm forgiven. Praise God, I'm under the grace of God. And praise the Lord, as long as I live for it, I'm going to have him living inside me. That I don't, glory to God, have to stop and think what I'm going to say when they accuse me of something. If they say, you've been saying that this stuff out here is wrong in this world. Yes, I have. You've been saying that this transgender stuff, that they change into something else, but that's not real. Yes, I have. You've been saying, glory to God, and all this stuff going on in the world is evil. Yes, I have. Because that's going to be my answer. It's the truth. They can look it up on the internet. They can see where I preach. Glory to God. I ain't going to have no defense. Only defense I've got is God. But God. You see what? But God will save me. But God is who I serve. But God is who I trust. But God ought to be who you're looking for to be the beginner and the end of your salvation, glory to God. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, glory to God. But so many, it said it's just the love of them is going to wax cold because now it's difficult. Now it's hard. Now they're hunting people like me. If I stand my ground, I may have to go to jail. They may kill me. But praise God. You know what? I told them, you may kill me, but you ain't doing it but threatening me with heaven. Think about that one, folks. If they don't threaten you with heaven, oh, well, I guess you're going to kill me. But guess what? I'm going to die anyway. I'm 68, fixed to be 69 year old next month. And glory to God, I'm ready if they want to. They can kill me for Jesus' sake, but I'm ready to go for his sake. But Nitty's going to say, you know what? That's too rough, preacher. You preaching something I don't want to talk about dying for it. Praise God. He died for me. He died for you.
Amen.
And you can't do anything more than that. And people are still... Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what the preacher preached. He said, glory to God, that once you're saved, you come up, you're baptized, and you're saved, you can do anything you want because you're sealed under the day of redemption. So you can just go do whatever you want, but you still don't lose your say being saved. So
come on.
What he said was, and I'm going to put it to you this, our terms. He said, if you'll come to the altar, ask Jesus to forgive you, he forgives and takes your sins away, and you get baptized, then you can go out and rob, steal, kill, whatever, and you still don't lose your salvation. It don't matter what you do. That's what the man said. And that is that's right opposite of what my Bible said. I just read it. He that shall endure in Christ unto the end, the same shall be saved. Praise God. If you're telling me that, think about it. You, that preacher's giving a license of sin. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
He said, no. See, if you're saved, you're saved forever. You're sealed with the Spirit unto the day of redemption. And it does say that. But he don't understand that Spirit won't stay in a house full of sin. He can't dwell there.
Amen.
God is holy, and he ain't staying in a vessel that's full of sin, alive, that's full of iniquity.
Right.
Glory to God. He'll depart from there because you never got him in the beginning.
Amen.
That's rough talking, but it's the truth in God. And glory to God, we'll bear it out here just a little bit. Glory to God, if you got your Bibles, turn with me to Romans chapter 3. And I'm going to start that verse 23. Well-known verses. This ain't something that you can say, that old preacher's making stuff up. You get your Bible and follow this old preacher. He speaks to carry you some places that'll show you that you must endure. You've got to walk just like Jesus walked, and his Spirit's in you to guide you if you've truly been born again. Praise God.
Amen.
Because hear what it says in verse 23. For all, every one of us, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, I've been in churches and heard people get up to testify, I never did smoke, I never did drink, I never did cuss, I didn't cheat and lie. I'm telling you what, I know what my Bible says. Everybody's sinned. Everyone needs Jesus. Everybody needs salvation. Glory to God. If they did, he wouldn't have had to come to earth. If you could be so good, you never had a sin in your life, right? Jesus wouldn't have had to come. But that's impossible.
Amen.
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Well,
if sinning, here's my point. If sinning brings you short of the glory of God, and praise God, how do you come up to the altar, ask God to forgive you for your sins, but then you can go out and sin, and it's okay? That's what the preacher preached, y'all. Don't beat me up with it. That's what the man said. My glory to God. I'm telling you, that just don't even go together, does it? That God come down here to be the propitiation, the payment for our sins that we committed.
Amen.
But he says, once you come to Jesus, once you have received that salvation, well, you can go do what you want. You ain't going to separate yourself from God no more. That don't work that way, does it? Common sense tell you something's wrong with that picture. But it says,
Amen.
We're justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We have been justified. We have been, everything's been cleaned up. Our records is clean. Everything's gone. There's no past in sin behind us. And they better not, you hear me, better not be no future in sin ahead of you. Because if there is, you're going to lose what salvation, what mercy, what grace God imparted upon you when you're down in that altar or when you was getting baptized. That's gone. And you're back a sinner separated from God by your sins, by your iniquity that you have done. You have thrown God away just because the pleasure of the world got more than you could take, and you had to go dibble and dabble into sin again. But that man was saying it's okay to do that. That's why we're preaching this tonight. Glory to God. Because I don't want my people, my church, have to go back on God once they come and found the mercy of God, the grace of God, the goodness, the love, all that he bestows upon us, and then just go back. Well, now that I'm saved, I'm going to go do what I want to. Because that's not us, God. That's not the mark with God. Whoever said it is a liar, and the truth ain't in him. And if you want to know the truth, I can't judge him. But praise God, he probably ain't got Jesus, or he would never have said anything like that. I'm just saying that. You go on, it says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness. Now, I want everybody to pay attention to this next line, because this is where that man is all messed up. But it's fixing this knocking in the head, like hitting a nail and driving it in, right here. And he said, we got faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. Look at how he's going to answer that one when he stands before God. And he's telling everybody, do what you want to. Because it said that are past through the forbearance of God. Every sin, glory to God, and believe me, there was many, but all the sins of my past, when I come to Jesus Christ and truly surrendered my life and was born again into Jesus, glory to God, my sin debt was paid. My record was clear.
Amen.
Glory to God. But you got to walk that way and stay that
way.
You can just come again and play around with God and then go right back out and go with the God. The Bible said you're like a dog that returns to his vomit or the sow that was washed. Go back to wallowing in the mire. When you go back into sin, you left God wherever you turned around at. Friend, if you don't turn around and come back and get back in the grace of God, hell will be your home forever. You'll play in that lake of fire, and there ain't no two ways about it. Because he said he forgive us the sins of our past. From that moment, when you're saved, born again, and filled with the Spirit of God, praise God, there's a different life ahead of you. And it's not got nothing to do with more sin and more wickedness and more evil and more lies. Glory to God in your life. Because God is righteous. God is holy. And the righteousness of God, it takes our sins away. But praise God, when you go back into sin, that righteousness is gone. That sin,
amen,
you're broken.
Come on.
I told him, I said, told my mother I'd probably preach just this way. I'm a country man. Right where I live, it's like 12 miles of town that way. It's 13 or 14 that way. And then the closest two towns. We in the middle, I'm in the country. I'm country. It's where I was born and raised. And I know this, when you work in the garden out here, you bring the stuff in, they cook it down, they put it in the ball jars, you know, put that seal and stuff on it, put it in the pressure cooker, and you'll hear them go, boop, and they'll pop. And it seals that jar. And it could be 2-3 years, that jar sitting on the shelf in there. You take it, don't pop that, boop, it'll pop. And you take it, that tastes just as good as it did the day you put it up, because it was sealed. It had something to protect it. Praise God. And God put a seal on you. If you was truly born again, you truly come with your whole heart seeking God and his mercy, and he give it, granted it to you, then praise God, you are sealed all the way to the day of redemption, as long as you don't break that seal. And God, you take a jar of green beans and just break that seal, just pop it a little. Set it back on the shelf. Well, you just broke one little spot. But you come back to it in a month, and there's white stuff growing on the beans. It's got bacteria and stuff got in there and eating it up, and it's nasty, and it's rotting. What do you think God looks at you and sees? Just like that, a can of beans or whatever you put up out of the garden, when it starts rotting and the seal's broke, it ain't fit for the hogs. Glory to God. And we're not fitting for God if we go back into sin after we've been given such great salvation. And people just, oh, my God, are you telling me? I know what my preacher said. He said, I sealed. Do you break the seal? We don't even think about this stuff. We think that, well, I've been born again. Well, I've been baptized. I've been to the water. I come up shouting and praising God. Well, you lost your praise. You lost your shout. It happened the day you went back out into sin. And you're not a child of God anymore. You might wish you was. Praise God. But till you go back, the Bible says, do your first works over. Glory to God. That truly repentant, that born again, it's got to happen. And you have to stay in it to be saved. I just read it to you over in Matthew. Glory to God. He said to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be the just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. But you see, if we believe in Jesus, we also, I believe, ought to follow Jesus in everything. We ought to walk as holy and be right with Jesus all the time. If there's something in your life that's hindering your walk with God, that thing is what should be taken out and thrown away. You don't throw away the Word of God. You don't throw away what Jesus did for you. Glory to God. We got to get up and get right with him again. We got to hold his hand and walk through this life, because there's many snares and troubles and trials going to come our way. But through the grace of Jesus, we can overcome it all. Yeah. Through the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses our soul.
Yeah.
Praise God. We can remain sealed and saved and sanctified and glory
praise
to
God.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, come out from among them. Be ye separate and a peculiar people. What are we peculiar for? Glory to God. Because sin don't call our name anymore. We don't yield in to the lust of the flesh, because we're living in the Spirit. And the Spirit lives within us. Glory to God.
Amen.
And they go of everything good to get a hold of what they were saved from. And they go right back into it. And you wonder, how stupid can a human being be? Pretty dumb to be a preacher, claiming to be a preacher of the gospel, and then pervert it into a deed in your hand to go and do sin, and ain't nothing going to come of that. Yeah. I'm preaching hard. Yeah. Because I don't want people to see. I don't want them led astray by a charlatan that claims to be a man of God and don't know God. He would know. My God said, I am a jealous God. And in one place, my name is jealous. When you go to serving the world again, reckon God don't get mad? Reckon he don't push you to the side and take that seal off of you? Let the devil eat you up? Because if you throw it away, how many times do you think he's going to let you come back? Two? Three? Four? 15, 20? Because you might do that one thing.
No.
That one thing. That's so bad that God looked at you and just depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you.
Mom.
Say that. Oh, read the seventh chapter of Matthew. He told them, and in that day, and many going to come before God and say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do all this good stuff? But I never knew you. You went back into sin. You had stuff you never got rid of, and stuff you
Mom.
Never quit, and stuff you never even slacked up. And you still claim my salvation, my mercy, my grace, but you never knew me.
Amen.
God, just to know he is a holy God. Holy, what is holy?
Amen.
It's blameless and sinless. And that is God. That's who he is. That's what he always
yeah.
is. He's never been one to sin. Jesus said, come down here and knew every temptation, every evil that we know about our lives. Said, but without sin. But
amen.
And when we come through Jesus, he expects us to draw strength from him. Not of ourselves. We couldn't do it the first time. How are you going to do it without him the second time? To draw our strength from him. He lives inside us. And he's there. He's a protector. He's a shield. Call him the rock, the high tower, the shield of God, a shield and buckler. All the things that he does for us. And yet, we believe it's all right. Just go back and play in the world a while. You won't get that dirt on you the second time that he had to clean you up the first time. And that, to me, it sounds like somebody that's never learned of God, that's never
Amen.
Experienced what it feels like when God comes to dwell in your heart and in your life. It's somebody, hallelujah, God, glory, hallelujah, feel like running, Hallelujah. And these cameras kind of hold you in one place. But I will tell you this. When you really experience God come into your life and free you from the bondage of sin, it feels like a ton of weight was lifted off of you. And you feel like you're so free that you're free to stay out of sin. You're free to say, no, Satan. You can't drag me back in it because I stand on Jesus Christ. I follow the Lord. Wherever He says go, I'll go. If He says do not go, I won't. Praise God. And you don't have to say anything that you don't think Jesus would be proud of either. Enough of that going on too. I'm going to go. I got several places we may have to go to. I feel kind of fired up tonight.
Praise God.
2 Corinthians. Chapter 6. I'm going to start in about verse 14 there and preach a little bit. Because right now, the spirit of grace that comes on us, he said, you know, we don't have to have a stack of money. We don't have to have all these lands, houses, riches, all that.
Amen.
But with Jesus Christ, I own more than the biggest billionaire in the world could ever own, because he said we would inherit all things. He said to me could inherit the earth, the whole earth, everything in it. We inherit it. Of course, it's going to be burnt, cleaned up, and the sin's going to be gone. Praise God. When we inherit the earth, it's going to be pure, and it's going to be holy, and there won't be no more sin in it ever again. Praise God. And that's what it ought to be with us. If he cleaned you, why is sin once mentioned about you? Why would people want to go back and sin knowing how wrong it was the first time you come and ask forgiveness? That just throws me off to think about somebody would preach that. But verse 14 in 2 Corinthians there, in chapter 6, says it, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Now, boy, you take that one verse right there. I believe I could preach on that by an hour. What communion have we with God, and he is righteous, and we're supposed to be righteous. We're called righteous. But you know what? If we're out here dealing with unrighteousness in our life, and what has his righteousness got to do with us any longer? So you cannot do what you want and still have Jesus, have the protection, have God's hand on you, into your life, of watching over you and your family. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. People love to think that anything go wrong, they can just pray to God. He's listening and all that. Well, praise God. He said his eyes were upon who? The righteous, and his ears, glory to God, was attentive unto their cry. When you go back into sin, you just put blinders on him, and he can't watch over you. You stopped his ears up, and he can't hear your prayers no more, because you're evil again, because you're lost again, you're undone again, and you're lost in the sin of this evil world. Once more, God has forgot you because you forgot God. Glory to God. I knew this was going to be good. I've been feeling this all day. It's just been boiling up. Praise God. The verse 15 said, and what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Because you might have claimed to believe in God. But if you truly believed in God, you'd do whatever it takes to keep from going back to where you was, because you were so sick of that and had so many troubles, so much trials on you, that you turned to God to relieve you of that and to take it from you once and for all, to take that stony heart and give you a heart transplant, one of flesh, that
Amen.
You can feel love for your fellow man, love for the Lord, and praise him, give him the glory,
yes.
and thank him in front of everybody for what he's done for you. But they lose
yes,
all that.
Amen.
They go back into sin. The man said, you can't do enough to bring you out of the hand of God. Well, praise God, you sure can. All you got to do is start sinning again. All you got to do is turn from God. Because when you turn your face away, the other part leads you to a lake of fire. If you ain't looking at Jesus, and to prove that, do you remember when Peter that was out in the boat fishing. And here comes Jesus. He was walking across the water. Come toward him. He said, Lord, if that be you, bid me to walk on the water too. Come on. Peter stepped out looking at Jesus and started walking on top of the sea like Jesus was doing. And he's walking along, and the wind blew, and a wave came up and hit him, and he looked off. As soon as he took his eyes off of Christ, he went to thinking right back into the place that he had got himself out of by believing in Christ. And that's what that man preached, that you can get by with that. Throw Christ away. Let's go back out and go sinning yet. Have some fun. Ain't no fun in sin. I've tried it. It's got a season.
Amen.
Before it gets old fast. And when it gets old, you don't want nothing as bad as you want that gone out of your life. You want to see things straightened up. You like to see people look at you and not turn their head to run from you because they know how evil you was. I was there. But I'm not any longer, praise God. And I'm never going back. I don't care if the world turns against me. The others have to turn against me. I'm going to vote. I'm looking for God. I'm going on.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to live forever in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But I got to get there by his righteousness that dwells within me. Not man.
Amen.
He said, me and you got that filthy righteousness. It's like filthy rags compared to his.
Yes. Amen.
Jesus. And the righteousness of Jesus does not go back into sin because he's never been in sin. He cannot sin. It's impossible for him to sin. He came down here because he was a sinless lamb to die for me and you to be brought out of this mess. And you can't preach, people. I don't know if you'll hear this or not, but you can't preach that we can do what we want. And we want the Christ. By the precious blood of a spotless lamb, one without sin. Glory to God. And when we get in that blood and it comes on us, it ought to cleanse us enough to keep us forever. But some people throw it away. Glory to God. He said, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? Because if you're choosing something else to go back into sin or go out doing this and doing that that you know is wrong, that's your idol. That's what you're worshiping.
That's
you can't God.
Amen.
Because it become your idol. That become your God. That's what you're serving. You're serving sin over God. You're serving Satan instead of Jesus. Glory to God. Ain't no other way to put it. But you're a child of hell. You're a child of the devil.
Mom.
If you're out going back into sin and there ain't no hope for you unless you can repent, if God will take you back, if he'll come back to you, if he'll let you back in the fold, glory to God, because if you're out, you're lost, you're undone, you're without hope, and the sorriest, oh glory to hallelujah God, the sorriest state of a man is when he lives with no hope, no future, nothing in view,
man.
That's what we got. It's people that's living in the darkness of sin. It's marred their life. It's changed their mind. It's off of God, and it's back into this junk down here. Well, this stuff's fixing to be gone. I read that to you over how they're going to start persecuting people that believe like I do, that don't care if they get mad or not. I tell them anyway. And maybe they'll listen. Some of them's going to get mad at me, but others might listen. Like I said, we just had three join the church, new Christians. Praise God. You talk about set you on fire when you're seeing people's lives changed by Jesus Christ because you preached to them and told them how great the Lord is. He's a savior of men's souls. He takes that lost and finds it again. Glory to God. But when we're found, we need to stay in the hands of God. We need to follow after this word, glory to God, and apply it to our lives that daily we can grow in it and prosper in the spirit of the living God. I don't want you to look down on me and say, oh, that poor preacher, he ain't got no money. He's barely gets by from check to check. Glory to God, Jesus ain't never let me go hungry. He never left me out to go. I've always had a place to sleep. Praise God. And I've had clothes to wear. And the Bible says, with food and raiment, be therewith content. Because God knows your needs. He knows what you got to have. Praise God. And he supplies it. Praise God. And I look for him to give me strength. And if the time comes, I've got to stand up for him. If it means death, that I can stand up and say, yes, I believe in Jesus with all my heart. If it wasn't for him, I'd be going in the lake of fire with y'all. Because if they're bringing me in for loving the Lord, I'm guilty. Your Honor, I'm guilty. Do what you will, but you can't take him away from me. Glory to God. Ooh, it says this. If what does it say? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. But how you going, glory to God, praise the Lord, how you going to be the people of God or a child of God if you're holding hands with the devil at the same time, that you're drawn so much back into the lust and the deceit and the wickedness of this world, glory to God, and still claiming to have a hold of God, that you're his, that you're his child, I'm one of his people, glory to God. You deceive yourself, and the truth is not in you, because you let go of a hand of God a long time ago before you went to dibbling and dabbling back into sin again. You had to let go, because he wouldn't let go of you. Glory to God.
Amen.
It says, here's what it says, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Amen.
And be a father unto you. Ye shall be my sons and daughters.
Amen.
Now, I know a lot of people argue over that. Oh, no, it just says sons. No, it says sons and daughters. I read it right. It's wrote in there. While we're here on this earth, we're sons and daughters of God. When we leave this earth and go home, we all become the sons of God. So there'll be no male and female there. So he calls us all sons of God. When we get there, we'll be there. Here, we're the sons and daughters of God. And you can mark that down, this old preacher said it. And if anybody gets mad, get mad. Go ahead. I read it out of the book, and I'll stand on it. You stand on what you're standing on, and we'll see when we get there with God who can stand the longest, praise God. That's the way I believe. The first verse, chapter 7, says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now that means...
Amen.
That we didn't have to do that, right? That we could just watch your slave, you can do what you want. You ain't nothing going. That sounds like somebody that come out of kindergarten and started preaching, that don't know one thing about God. Because he said over in the Old Testament, said, the Lord thy God is a jealous God. And in one place said, his name is jealous. When you go back out into this world, and you're polluting his spirit that dwells within you, he'll get jealous about what you're doing to his spirit. He'll withdraw that spirit from you. You don't have nothing to lean on, nothing to protect you, nothing to bring the stuff to your remembrance when you need it to fight the devil with. And you know, everything you've learned, you forgot, or you wouldn't have left God to start with. And people say, boy, you preach too hard. I barely am scratching the surface, people. There's a lot of places I could have went in here. And I'm just going to the major ones and hitting on them a little of that, because I don't want to see nobody go to hell. I don't care if I don't know you. I'll never meet you. I'll never see you. I'll never hear anything about you. But praise God, I don't want you to go to hell. There's a way out. There's an escape. His name is Jesus. He come down here. He performed what his Father said to do. He went on the cross. He died. He shed his blood. So you don't have to go in that lake of fire, where you could be forgiven, where you could come out from among this world and be a separate people, be a little peculiar, be somebody, praise God, that knows the Lord like you should know him. And yet people going over their head. Praise God, I've just thought about somewhere else I might need to go to.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I have to get there now. I've got to go backwards a little to the Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to start there at verse 6. And we're talking about being carnally minded. That's when your mind's not on God. It's just on the things of the world, the things your little flesh wants to do. It says this, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But see, we can spend our time wondering how come all these people can go in these stores and and ain't going to steal so many $100 worth, and the police, nobody won't stop them. They don't do nothing to them. So why can't I go do that? I can make money that way. I won't have to work no more. Life will be easy on me. Praise God. Life is when you're in Jesus. They said if you have Jesus, you have life. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have life. In other words, Jesus said, I come to give you life, but to give it more abundantly. A life that lasts forever. Glory to God in the kingdom of God. But so many people, they'd rather throw that away just to have an easy life here. I ain't going to live that much longer. I got to be prepared for forever. So I want to let go of everything here to get a hold of what's there. And that's where people are messing up, glory to God. He said this in verse 7, because the carnal man is enmity, an enemy, against God. For it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Your mind, the carnal mind that we had before Jesus comes in, we're born again, is an enemy of God because we're thinking about all this pleasure out here in the world of sin and wickedness and all this drinking and dope smoking and whatever it might be, the stuff that leads you astray, praise God. But you know what? That carnally minded is the enemy, the very enemy of God, because God come to free you from that. He come to give you a spiritual mind. Glory to God. It's a So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God as long as you're living to yourself. Amen. In this body. That's all you're worried about, this body. You can never, ever please the Lord. The Lord's not going to have that. Why would he? He come down and bled and died, went to Calvary's cross. The worst death I believe you could do is to be crucified. Glory to God. Well, they didn't just hang him up like the rest of them. They drove nails in his hands and his feet to hold him on the cross. That was, see, it wasn't bad enough to tie him up there like the rest of them, so let's drive big spikes through him. They did that. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They beat him before he took him up there till you started recognizing him. His back was cut to pieces with a cat of nine tails, blood running everywhere. Glory to God. Then they put him on the cross. He said, but you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
Amen.
That the Spirit of God dwell in you. You see, if God's really in you, that man said, we can go back and do what we want. That'd be flesh, wouldn't it? You'd be following the flesh, yeah, not the Spirit. But if we follow the Spirit, it's life everlasting. Follow the flesh,
yeah,
you're an enemy. Yeah. So I want to show you the difference between what he said and what the Word of God truly says. And it goes on and says, yeah, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. He's got to live inside. He said in chapter 14 of John, said he will make his abode with us. Him and the Father, yes, will come and make their abode with us. And the Holy Ghost, well, that's all, that's the Godhead right there. All resting bodily within us, and we can throw that away to go back into sin. That man's crazy. Folks, there's something wrong up here, and he probably needs to be put in a mental institution to help him, or he needs a whole lot of prayer, one of the two. So I've been praying, God, get a hold of that man. Open his eyes, not the eyes up here. Open the eyes of his heart, Lord, that he can see his need for you. Not then, but he needs the real Jesus, the holy Jesus, the one that's able to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, glory to God, because that's what the man needs. I said, if Christ be in you, the body, that's the flesh, is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. You see that there's a separation between this old junk here, this old fleshly body, and the Spirit of the living God. The living God, he even had to give us to set a new heart, like I said a minute ago, one that he can dwell in, one that don't contain sin, one that's been purified, that's been made holy, that we can walk within us, and we can walk, glory to God, out of the darkness and into his marvelous light. He shines a light, Lord. Even the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, glory to God. But when that same righteous man turns his back and starts that, glory to God, go to Ezekiel 33, and you'll find out. He said, in the day that the righteous leaves his righteous and goes to commit sin, said, for that sin he's committed, he shall die. And as for his righteousness, it will never be remembered anymore. all the good things you've done mm-hmm. and you claim you've done for God, they're going to be forgotten because of the sin you've done. Read
that. Amen.
Write your stuff down. Go check it out. See if no preacher's telling you the truth or not. Glory to God. Don't take my word for it. Take God's word for it. Glory to God. See, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Yes.
You know what that
means?
Amen. He gives us a life, but it's a life of the Spirit. It's a life that we can say no to sin, that we can stand on holy ground, glory to God, and we can stand there in righteousness and pure holiness and wait on the coming of God. We've got the promises of the Lord Jesus Christ and of God himself that lay before us that we can inherit eternal life. And so many are throwing the promises of God down because they want that right now feel good stuff of the world to come into their lives. And that right now feel good stuff of the world will kill you. You say, why is that going to kill us? Because you get out and be sinning. When Jesus comes back, he sees that. I think about this so many times. When Jesus looks at me, or when he looks at you, he sees all of me. He sees everything I'm doing, everything, how I live, how I think, how I feel about stuff, and he sees it all. Because he told us in the Bible, said the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Divided
to the joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what's in your heart. And if it's not Jesus, if it's not God, if it's not holiness, if it's not cleanliness, if it's not purity, glory to God, you're going to suffer because that lake of fire, you're going to find yourself crying and weeping and wailing and gnashing teeth when you're trying to get out and there's no escape throughout all eternity while the children of God are walking on a street of pure gold. While the children of God are in a place where they'll never grow old. While the children of God are in a place where they'll never get sick, where they'll never be sorrowful, where there'll be no tears shed out of their eyes unless it's tears of joy. And I don't even believe you'll be able to cry then. I believe when you get to heaven, all that sorrowful dance is gone. I believe they're gone forever. I don't believe we'll find nothing we cry about, praise God. And glory to Jesus. I thought about how many times I've been through all this stuff in this book. And because we know that we live for God and he lives in us, how are we to live our lives, Rick? If we're going to please God and stay in his grace, how should we live? Here's what we do. I'm going into the third chapter of 1 John. And this is going to tell you a little bit about what this man. This is going to tell you just how bad away from the truth that man was preaching. And verse 2 said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
Yes.
For we shall see him as he is. Boy, that ought to be enough to make every one of us double up on our efforts to get into the kingdom of God. Because I can be like Jesus then. Glory to God. I won't be like me struggling to make it in and make it through and having to fight the devil every day. He won't be there to fight us. He won't be there. Nothing. We'll be like Jesus. We got a built-in defense mechanism, which is called the Spirit of the Living God, who will be with us at all times. He said,
yes.
And every man that hath this hope in him purified himself even as he is pure. What does that mean, brother? Brother Miles, what does that mean? It means that you'll stay clean before God, that you will not pick up that unclean thing, the thing you know is sin. You won't watch the TV when it goes to nudity. You'll get that mess off. You'll cut it off, pick your Bible up, and do something profitable to you. You can go to studying the Word of God. You'll call some Christian up on the phone and sit and ask them how they're doing. If they say, I'm sick, you're praying for them. But you're doing something for God. And that's what it is, purifying ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
From this stupid flesh. And he said, here's, hope y'all listen. Fellow, I hope you see this. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. And we know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in
Amen.
Him is no sin. Now, that's what I said. What sense did it make what he was preaching? Jesus come to take our sins away. But if he's going to take them away and you're going to go right back in them, did he waste the trip on you? Maybe you wasn't ready. Here go on. Here's what it says. And you know that he was manifest to take away our sins. He didn't know sin. And it goes to, little children, let no man deceive you. That's what I said to start with. I brought this out because I knew it was over here. Don't let no man deceive you. The Word of God, everybody can get a Bible. If not, write me. I'll send you one. I'll go buy one and send it to you. Glory to God, because everybody needs the Word of God that they can study
Amen.
And see exactly what the Word says. Where a preacher can't get in a pulpit, glory to God, and he's so full of himself, and he goes to telling you what he wants you to think. Let's see what God thinks.
Amen.
That whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Now, whoa, wait a minute.
Amen.
That man said you could sin and still abide in God. Somebody lied.
Amen.
I don't think God lied. He said, whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither know
him. Come on.
Boy, that one hurts him, don't it? Because if you're teaching that sin is okay, you're a sinner. And you've never
Amen.
Seen God, and you've never known God, and I am calling you out tonight, because if you can preach that to people, and you lead demonstrate, their sins will fall on your head also. And you have more
Amen.
Faithful than you ever thought you owed, because God will collect when he comes back, when he looks at you and says, you deceiver, you spirit of wickedness, depart from me. And go to the one you've served before. Go to the devil and stay with him forever.
Amen.
What you going to hear? That's exactly what it said. It said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even
Amen.
As he is righteous. He that committed
Amen.
Sin, here's what you got to hear, brother. He that committed sin is of the devil.
Brother Amen.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. And I'm going to add a few
Amen.
Words. In us, that he might destroy the works of the devil in us. And you think then that you can preach that it's okay to go back into sin, that Jesus come to cleanse us and to free us from. He took the bondage of sin off of me. And I don't have to pay for all that stuff that I've done in my past. Glory to God. And there's too much to mention. But I tell you this.
Amen.
He that's been forgiven much loves much. Evidently, you was
yeah.
never forgiven. For you know to love the Lord above all things. And you wouldn't want to go back into sin. And you wouldn't teach nobody go back into sin. It's okay. Go do what you want. You can do anything you want. God ain't going to throw you away. You belong to God. Let me tell you, if I belong to God,
no.
I need to live like I belong to God. If I know, well, glory to God, if I know him and his sweet mercy, his great salvation, his glory, hallelujah, God, everything he's given me, if I turn away, I'm worse than a dog. And I'm just telling
Amen.
You, you need to repent. You need to get on your knees and don't get up till you know that God has changed your heart. Change your mind, and you have repented and cried out one more time, God, forgive me in my ignorance. Forgive me for leading people astray when I should have just said what I
Amen.
Said. Don't get mad at me. I didn't write this, but I do believe it. Here's what it says. Glory to God. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him. That's the Spirit. And he cannot
Amen.
Sin because he's born of God. Ooh. Glory to God. Blow your
yes.
mind, don't you?
Amen.
Because
thank
we
Jesus.
Got a preacher that's set up in the field pulpits right now and said, sinners is always sinning. They're because they're calling themselves Christian, but they always sin. We come short every day of God. We all of us sin some every day. No, we don't, and we don't have to. The Spirit of God is enough for me. The Spirit of God can overcome sin in my life. The Spirit of God, it said, would teach me all things. Glory
yes,
to God. Glory to Jesus. Praise God. Because he teaches me. You don't want to touch that. No, avoid that. Don't go around that person. They're trying to get you. They're just trying to drag you out. And you learn to listen to that voice inside. Because that's God speaking to you, protecting you, because you are his child. You are the reason he came to earth. It was for me, but it's also for you and as many as will come from afar off. He wants you to come unto him. He said, all ye that are heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest. He can take your sin down. You could be leaving right now, out this day and going into tomorrow and be a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. If you don't think that's in your Bible, go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 and read that verse yourself. Because it says,
amen,
them that are baptized into Christ are a brand new creature. Behold, all things passed away, all them old things. All things have become new. You don't want to sin no more. You don't think like that anymore. You don't desire that anymore. You desire to look up to God and to get closer to him, to study his word,
amen,
to show yourself approved. Glory to God. A workman that's worthy of his hire. Glory to God. You'll do them things because you love the one that freed you from sin. And that going back into sin, you don't know him. You've never known him. You're completely mistaken. Something about you has drug you back down in that rabbit hole of sin. Friend, climb out before it's too late. Glory to God. It said,
amen.
In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Neither.
Amen.
Neither loveth not his brother. And I wanted to say something on that. I don't see how, if I started tomorrow and lied to people about what that Bible said, or says that, but here's what it really meant. God was telling us to, as much as we can, do without sin in our life. But if you do, you know, we got a seal on. And I could go to telling you it's okay. But if I do, now I'm a friend of the devil. I'm no longer a friend of God. I'm a friend of the devil. I'm working for unrighteousness instead of righteousness. I'm trying to see people killed instead of saved. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. You got to understand that. When you hear somebody preaching, you got to come against it. You got to say, people, that's a lie. He's lying to you. He's deceiving you. He's in the walking in the footprints of the Satan that's trying to deceive the whole world. And I just got one more place, but praise God. I'm going to read it a little bit, too. Comes out of Revelation. Comes out of the third chapter. And I'll probably start in about verse 4 there. And he was talking to the church of Sardis. And here's what he said in verse 4. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in light, for they are worthy. You see, that's what God's going to say about us. We can walk with him. As long as we don't go back and defile our garments. That's that glory to God. That's that solid, white, clean and pure and holy robe that he's got for each one of us, praise God. We ain't defiled them by getting back into sin. We just go and get back into bed with the devil. We walk looking up. Because everything good comes down from our Father of lights. And that's God. And here's what it said in verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And here's what it said.
Yes.
And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But I
amen
will bear his name before my Father and before his angels. Kind of knocks everything he said in the head, don't it? He said, if you don't defile yourself back into sin, if you don't play handy-handy with the devil, you've seen them big posters they got that said you can't walk with God and hold hands with the devil at the same time. Well, that's what that poor preacher said. Yes, you can. Oh, you can hold hands with the devil. You can go out and do what you want. God done got you protected. Well, no, we don't. He said right there, you don't pretend. You don't come back. I can blot your name out. Because he said, if you'll do what I tell you, I will not blot your name out of the Lamb's book of life. But what if you don't? What if you do what the man said? What if you're in his church and he's telling you it's okay? Go see him. Go see him. It's okay. God, he got you took care of. When he come to the cross, he took care of it all. The Bible said he forgave us the sins of our past. The day we come to Jesus, the sin is supposed to have stopped. When we was born again, we was born into Jesus Christ, into his righteousness, into his holiness, into his pureness, into his praise. Glory, hallelujah. And glory to God. I can't walk the way I ought to walk without Jesus inside me. You can't either. And I don't care who you are or what you think you can preach to people, but you are defiling the ones you preach to if you don't tell them the truth. Now, people, you heard every word I said. You heard every book that I went through. And the words that come out, check me. If I didn't preach the word of God, don't listen to me anymore. That would make me a liar. But if it's in this book and it's written down, that is the words of the living God. And you can't defile it by lying on it. You can't tell people that God is so good, he's got you covered. Just go out and sin all you want because it ain't going to affect you any. Yeah. It might affect you right that second, but friend, it's going to affect you through eternity. When you wake up in that lake of fire and old Satan and the fallen angels are there grinning at you and looking at you, man, we're going to torment you forever because you threw away that same God we fought against and we lost too. He's going to be mad. He's going to take it out on somebody. So it's probably be on them that said, well, God got me covered. I can do what I want. If I decide to cheat on my wife, I can do it, and I can get by because I'm covered. I'm sealed up. Praise God. Well, guess who broke the seal? Guess who uncovered herself? The man that goes back into sin is lost forever. You denied God and what he done for you. You denied that faith that brought you to him, and now you threw that away, and you fell back into the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the world, and the lust of the eyes, and glory to God, you're going to receive death as your reward. He told Mary, he told Mary and Martha when Lazarus died, he said, them that believe in me shall never die. You might believe in him, but you also got to serve him. You've also got to live it. You can't preach the word of God and not live the word of God. He said if you're going to preach it, you have to live by it. Brother, listen to me. I love you. God loves you. Jesus died on that cross for you. But don't lie on him. And don't tell him, that they can get by any way they want to, and God's okay with it. If he was okay with sin, Jesus would not have had to come. If we could just say, Lord, forgive me, clean me up, and he'd do it, without the blood of Jesus, it wouldn't have been done. He said there had to be shed blood before you could find remission of sin. That's what Jesus came for. If he came to free us from sin, I don't want to be in bondage to it anymore. And I pray that everybody listening tonight, you never get back into the hands of Satan, because he'll bring you into bondage. He'll tie your soul up in a knot. Amen. He'll make you so uncomfortable and so unhappy that every time you get around two Christians, you kind of want to turn your back, run in the grocery store, keep them from talking to you, see if you're going to praise God. Because you ain't got to praise for God. You're praising the devil. You're working for the devil. If you're doing sin, the devil is your daddy. You ain't got Father God to call out on. It ain't Abba Father. It's Abba Satan. It's going to be your daddy. And he's going to rule you like he's ruling you now if you're rooted and grounded into sin and not in Christ. And I didn't preach this to hurt nobody. I don't want nobody to get mad at me. He thinks he's all that in a bag of chips. Honey, my chips got old and I had thrown away a long time ago. It ain't none of that. I think Jesus is almighty. I think that he's coming back for people that have made their self ready, that have held on. Glory to God. Because he said that when you take hold of the plow and go to the plow, if you look back, you're unworthy. of that plow. And you get a hold of the salvation and the mercy and grace of Jesus, and then you throw it away to go play in the world again. I believe, just like it said in Revelation one place, said, I put before you an open door. Can't no man shut it. Come on through, you know, come on through. That door's open. Come to God. Come and find that forgiveness. Find that salvation. But then he said, I'll put close that door, and no man can open it. And we don't know if we fall away from God and go back into the sinful world and the sinful life that he brought us out of. We don't know if that door ain't going to be shut in our face when we get there.
Amen.
If he shuts it, you can't open it. Your preacher can't open it. Your mom and daddy can't pray for you. Because if you do enough of that door shut, it'll never be opened again for you.
Amen.
I pray to God right now that you find forgiveness for what you preach. And if you truly believe that, I pray that Satan lets you go, that you can get a hold of God again. People out there listening, everybody needs to know that we've got to endure until the end. If we ever want to inherit the kingdom of God, then we've got to endure in the service of God. We've got to endure in the love of God. We've got to endure in the mercy and the grace of God. And we've got to endure in our lives, no matter what it costs us. We've got to stay true to our Lord and Savior. If not, you're not worthy of him. You're not worthy of him if you can't stay true to him. Because he's always been true to us. He come down when we didn't even call on him. But God saw a need, and he sent Jesus down to die in our place to pay for our sins. I'm not going to have him waste the trip for me. I want to go home. I got people in heaven right now, and I want to go see him again. But I want to see Jesus. I want to thank him for what he's done, because I never thought I would have a heart like this. I was a pretty bad guy. But Jesus turned everything around in my life. Believe me, please believe me. He can turn your life around. He can make it where your true happiness and joy is in praising God and going out and telling people about Jesus. I do that every time I go to town. I'm going to find somebody to witness to before I leave.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I love the Lord. Now, I don't know if they're a sinner. I don't know if they're a saint. But I always tell them about the Lord. I love him. He loved me. And I'm going to love him back. Yeah. And I'm going to love him back enough, I'm not going back that way. That's behind me.
Amen.
I'm going to go and keep my eyes focused on the Lord. If you would, I'd ask everybody out there, don't take this and share it out to somebody that don't need it. Share it out to the ones that do. Share this out to somebody that's trying, they've tried to walk with God and now they found themselves back in the world. Please share it to them. I want to see souls saved. That's what this ministry is all about, reaching the world, the world to Christ. We want to reach everybody out there and tell them there's a great, great, great Savior. His name is Jesus. And he loved you. He's made you a home, an eternal home. And nothing would please him more than to welcome you in and let you set your feet down on that golden street. As you walk and see all the mansions and the beauty and the things he's made for them that love him. But he's only going to let him. The ones that do love him. Do you love Jesus tonight? Then glory to God.
Praise
before you go to bed. Tell him, Lord, I love you and I thank you for what you've done
thank
for me.
You,
what you've done for my family. What you're doing for the world. You're giving us an invitation. But, Lord, it's not to go back into sin, but it's to stay away from it and come and walk in the light of God. Now, I love
that's
you all. I'm just an old man that loves God. That's all I am. Ain't nothing short, ain't nothing special about that. Country as a day is long. I ate nanners and taters and all that stuff. Maters. We don't have tomatoes. We have maters. All that stuff like that. Why? Because I simplify my life. I don't need all the other junk in this world. But I definitely need Jesus. And so be it.
Amen.
Betty, I'm gonna rest a minute, let the voice calm down a little bit, and I'm going to turn it back to you for a little while.
Okay, good word. And we're going to have Tim come around and sing us a few songs to just worship the Lord in spirit and in truth with him. Praise your name, Jesus.
Cedar walls close beside the Savior. He intently listened as he spoke each word. The Son of God had changed his life completely. And every day he trusts him more and more. Peter vowed that he would die for him. Jesus knew they always fall away. And they took him to trial. He offered no defense. And Peter walked it off from a distance. Are you following him from a distance? Or can you see the pain in his eyes? Are you following him from a distance? Or can you touch his wounded side? When we follow him from a distance, our vision is not very clear. It's hard to follow his example when you're not very near. You can't even hear him calling to you, and you wonder what's coming to them. When you're following him from a distance. Today, as I look into my own life, I see a log of Peter's way in me. One day Jesus gave me a brand new heart, and I vow that I will always will for him. He continues to fall asleep, sweet, far away. For fear that he may ask something of me. You see, the truth can be ignored when it's viewed from a glance. And that's all that one can see from a distance. Are you following him from a distance? Or can you see the pain in his eyes? Are you following him from a distance? Or can you touch his wounded side? Will we follow him from a distance? Our vision is all very clear. It's hard to follow his example when you're not very near. You can't even hear him calling to you, and you wonder if coming is in. When you're following him from a distance, you can't even hear him calling to you, and you wonder if coming is in. When you're following him from a distance.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. I started out to walk in the light. God is upon me from heaven, so bright. I made this world. And it's only a day, Lord, I started in Jesus, and I'm going through. I'm going through.
have started. If he's done, I'm so afraid.
Oh,
walk. Yes, so just what you are to Jesus for salvation. It's as simple as ABC. A, admit you are a sinner, because all have sinned, says Romans 3:23. 1 John 1:8, so that we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and we must repent of our sin. B, believe. Believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave according to Scripture. Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We cannot save ourselves. Salvation is a gift, and it is provided by grace and faith in Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians 2:8. See, confess. 1 John 1:9 says that we confess our sin. He is faithful and just to forgive our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess Christ before men. Matthew 10:32 says, this is the one without force I confess thee before men. Him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Just as I am, thou wilt please me. Well, come hard and freely. Because thy promise I believe. Oh,
this world has trickled far away. We've forgotten how to worship. We've forgotten how to pray. But there's still hope, my friend, on this earth we cross. Let's see how the old path. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. But Jesus said before He went away, I'm leaving now that I return someday. If we expect to go with Him to the land where angels fall, we better get our hearts right and let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God.
Yes, let's turn back to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are living in the final hour. Can't you see the
time is almost gone. There's a pool of golden rain just when they're on the ground. And there's so much work to be done. So what you gonna do first? Tell me what you gonna do. How many guys go in on you? You gotta tell them the truth, church. That we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is open, coming now. Now we must work. Right now, there is light. It's so plain to see the sun is going down. So today, while time remains, and the love still flows, from the north and the south and the east and the west, let's bring them in. And what you gonna do, church? Tell me what you gonna do. How many dogs depend on you? You gotta tell the truth, church, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is open and coming now. You gotta tell them about Jesus. You gotta tell them about the Lord. He's the only way. He's the only door. You gotta tell the truth, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is closing and coming out. Mercy's door is closing and coming out. Mercy's door is closing and coming out.
Hallelujah. Yes, we got to tell them the truth, and we can't sugarcoat it. We got to tell them the truth, and the truth will set them free. Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I want everybody to keep remembering Mother. She had that COVID here back Christmas when I did. She hadn't got fully over the symptoms and all of it yet, so everybody keep her in their prayers. And my brother-in-law, Freddie Lindley, he had a brain bleed here a while back, and it took him off all his blood thinners, but he needed them for the blood flow through his legs, so they don't quite know what all they're going to do yet. So remember him in your prayers. Remember our church, Nick's Chapel, Church of God, and got the new ones that just joined the church, just got saved here a while back. I know that I've got so many people I want to see come to that church, some that live around it and all that. Just pray that we increase and the number of God's people starts increasing greater and greater. So many's been in the church and left the church, they just need to come home. And pray God to put that urge and desire in their heart to bring them back home again. Because I told them when I first went there, I said, one thing I'll guarantee you. I can't guarantee a lot, but I guarantee I won't lie to you. I'll tell you the truth. And if they get mad about the truth, they have to get mad because I'm not going to lie on God. And that, it wasn't to rebuke and to chase and that man that did this. It was to try to help him. Somebody will tell him.
Amen.
Tell him and tell him. You know, he brought out a whole lot of scriptures that makes what you preach not be right. You might ought to sit down and pray to God and see if you're right or wrong, because he brought out everything in that Bible that was against him. And that's what we got to do. You know, when we think we're right about something, I've asked you, everybody out there, when you think you're right but it goes against what you've heard, get in the Bible and find the real, true answer. Because that's what I have to do a lot of times. It's big till I find that answer. But when I find it, I'm going to stand on it. And I ask y'all to do the same. Pray for me that I'll go on and do God's will Whatever he's got for me to do, I want to do it.
Your mom doing better? Is your mom doing better?
Yeah, she was. She started coughing again today. I had to get on to her and make her take some cough syrup. Of course, she could try to quit a little while, but she just got coughing and couldn't quit. So she still hadn't got over all of it.
Okay. We'll be praying for her. We've got Nellie Worthy that had, she had to have her port changed yesterday, and she needs prayer today. And
yes.
A lady named Betty Vandergriff that was in the ICU, she had pneumonia, and plus she's got cancer in her lungs and cancer in her liver and other places in her body. And she was on a vent. And a few went to pray for her, and they thought that she wasn't going to, a lot of her family thought she wasn't going to ever wake back up or breathe on her own. But the Lord touched her, and she was breathing on her own, and she was up today. When they went back to pray for her again, she was sitting up eating.
Praise the Lord.
So thank God for bringing her off the bench. She needs lots of prayers, and not sure whether she's given her heart to the Lord yet or not, but just pray for her that she knows that she knows that she's saved and everything.
Amen.
And remember Angela Garcia and her family. She says that she needs healing in her body. Sharon Nowak needs prayer tonight. Let's pray for Tim Hall. He has a lot of needs that he needs to be met. He's got a lot of health problems, and he evangelizes, and he's just said that he's needing God to move for him in a major way in his finances and in other things. They need a car. Their car's tore up. So just pray for them and pray that God will touch his body and heal it.
Amen.
And Brenda Carter, to remember her and her family. Her cousins have an open heart surgery. And Lorna Millette said to pray for her. She needs healing in her body. Pauline Hamblin says to remember Brother Mark Spencer. He's needing a miracle. Let's remember Rhonda Watkins. She had surgery this morning, and she's having a lot of problems, and they was trying to get her off the ventilator, and they couldn't hardly get her off the ventilator. So remember her. Remember Carolyn Cooper. Her brother and sister-in-law, Wallace and Cindy, were in a car wreck, and they got broken bones and bruising and all. So remember them. He's about 79 years old, and I don't know how old she is, but just remember both of them. They need a touch from God. Remember Tiffany and her family. We're believing Philippians 4:19 for them, that God shall supply all their needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And let's remember Jesse Gillum. She said she had a praise report. Her and her two daughters were in a wreck, and she wants to thank God for his protection upon them. She said it could have been a lot worse. So she gives God the praise for seeing them through that. And pray for Patty. She needs prayer. Ann Hagen said to remember her and her family, and remember her daughter that is on hospice that needs a miracle. And we know the miracle worker is Jesus, and we know that nothing is too hard for him, so we're just going to believe God. Let's pray for all my family that's in Oregon, the ones that didn't get to come to the funeral. Let's pray for them, that God will comfort them and give them peace that they need. And Pray for all my family that needs to be born again and all the other people that need to be born again. Pray for all of our families and all of our neighbors, all the friends that need salvation. Let's pray for all the churches out there that's truly lifting up the name of Jesus and truly preaching the word. And let's remember Lisa and Elizabeth and their family. They've been going through a lot of sickness here lately in Melton. Let's remember them tonight. Lisa, she had surgery on her knee, and her daddy got a piece of ham hung in his throat in his esophagus, and they had to do surgery on him. And Elizabeth, she's, sickly. So let's remember all of them. Let's remember Jeff and his family. They need to be back in church, and we miss them. And let's remember Eloise and Harold, and you got some prayers. Ivan and Deb, they need healing in their bodies, and their family needs salvation. And remember his niece, Holly, and her husband. Her husband is needing healing. He's got cancer. He's doing better than what he was, but he still needs a miracle in his body. And remember all the people out there on Facebook that have many needs. God knows all of them, and let's just pray for them and ask God to meet the needs of all the people out there. Larry needs prayer, and Ron needs prayer. Let's pray for like Brother Miles said, let's pray for his mother that this cough will leave her and that she will be made whole, and that God will give her the strength that she needs. Pray for our pastor tonight. He's resting, but just pray for him and pray that God will give him the strength that he needs. He Amen. Preaches a whole lot, and he just needs God's touch. Let's all go to the Lord in prayer. And,
I got something. Okay. I got something. Dee Gardner goes to our church, and that man, he wheezes so loud, it sounds like a cat in the church sometimes. And I pray God moves on his lungs and helps him. And Brother Darrell Ray is going through treatments for prostate cancer, and he's doing better, and they think everything's going good, but I asked everybody to remember him in prayer. When you pray, God just takes that away from him. You know, and I know there's others around here that needs prayer, you know, different ones for different reasons. Just ask God to look down and touch this country, this whole nation of ours, and take the heat out and put his love back in it. We're
Amen.
Really going to need it. And when we do, we're going to find it. All right, sis.
Amen. Okay, you want to lead us in prayer?
Sweet Lord, we come before you tonight. We thank you for what you've done tonight.
Let them
hold on to me, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, let them run this race
to
the end. And we pray, and your home will be heaven.
Lord,
we just ask you in the name of Jesus to just test all the ones that need salvation. Lord, we pray that conviction will fall upon the ones that need salvation. You will draw them by your spirit, Lord, that you will let them see their need for you. And Lord, we pray that they won't turn away any longer. We pray, Lord, that they will answer to come into their life, Lord, and that they will serve you in sincerity with all their heart, all their mind, all their soul, all their strength, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray to give you glory. Save all of our families, Lord. Save all of our friends, all the neighbors around here.
Bye.
Bye.